Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed under pressure today. We were down 2 to 3 cents in the corn. Disappointing day for the beans as well, down 25 to 30 cents or so. It looks like the November is going to go at 987, down 27 and 3/4 cents. So a really disappointing day there as they led the way lower. Wheat lower as well, 11 to 12 cents lower in the Chicago wheat. December Chicago, 592, down 11 and 3/4. Kansas City down 5 to 7 and a half cents, with December Kansas City at 605 and a half, down 7 and a half. There's been a kind of a different move in the wheat futures as the September Chicago and the September Kansas City are trading relatively, they're basically trading the same price. That is not normal. Normally, Kansas City wheat is over the Chicago wheat. It's only happened a few times in history. So, that's what they call the protein spread. So there could be some difference and some changes going on there. Other than that, the outside markets today, we were 65 higher in the U.S. dollar index. That put pressure on commodities in general. Oil futures have come back. They're now unchanged after being sharply lower. Bond futures up 130 in the September 30-year bond at 154. So it's inching higher here.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds were sellers across the board today, but they are long, or estimated to be long, about 55 million bushels of wheat, 435 million bushels of corn, and then 290 million bushels long on the soybeans. They had a record turnaround after being short across the board to long. That's the biggest swing in one commitment of trade report we've ever seen. So that was pretty interesting. Most of the short covering was due to the fact that the weather is not cooperating, and beans, for instance, are significantly behind schedule. If you look at the Missouri crop progress or bean planted number, it was in the 70% range. So they're 30% behind. Someone said it was about 1 million acres. So will that 1 million acres of beans get planted? With this latest round of rainfall, it's becoming more and more unlikely. This Friday, 11 a.m., we'll have the monthly USDA production numbers. Beans are looking like 3.6 to 3.8 million bushels overall. Last month they were at 3.73. The corn number looks somewhere between 12.9 to 13.4 billion bushels. And then for wheat, they're expecting an increase in production and therefore an increase in ending stocks, which in the end would be bearish for wheat.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, August live cattle up 57 at 151.07, October at 55 at 154.02. August feeder cattle 15 higher at 217.12, with it September down a nickel at 215.52. August lean hogs up 35 at 76.35, October up 20 at 65.80. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 6 1/4 at 586 1/4. December down 6 1/2 at 606 1/2. September Chicago wheat down 10 1/4 at 585 1/4. September corn down 3 1/4 at 423 1/4. December down 2 at 433. August soybeans down 30 1/4 at 992, and November down 29 at 985 3/4. July cotton down 90 at 65.53, with a December down 99 at 65.96. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.